There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Thursday. Dan and the Danettes. Dan Patrick Show. Basketball tonight. It's game two, Lakers Nuggets. What kind of alterations will the Lakers make? What kind of changes will the Nuggets make to the potential alterations that the Lakers will make? Who's guarding the Joker tonight? And for how long? By the way, the Lakers are getting 5.5 tonight. I gave the over-unders last hour, DraftKings. If you're just joining us, LeBron 25.5, the Joker 28.5, Anthony Davis 24.5. I'd like to find out Jamal Murray, because if LeBron would get 25 and AD would get 24, I'd probably take that if I were Darvin Ham. And if you said the Joker's only getting 28.5, I'd be fine with that as well. But the key is going to be the rest of the roster. It was just like last night. You know, Miami had six players score at least 15 points. Butler had 35. Adebayo had 20. Vincent, Strus, Martin, Lowry, 15 each. The first team to have at least six players score at least 15 points in a conference finals, you have to go back to 1985. When the Lakers did that against the Nuggets, and I was wondering who those players would have been. At least six players score at least 15 points for the Lakers. James Worthy, Byron Scott, Magic, Kareem. So this is 1985. Who else would have been on that team, 1985? You got one, Marvin?
Byron Scott.
I mentioned Byron Scott.
Oh, Michael Cooper.
How about Mike McGee?
No.
Mike McGee, no?
No, I don't know who that is.
Oh,
no.
Played at Michigan, I think. But
Rambis didn't score much, did he?
No, no. I'd be careful. I'll bet Mike McGee was one. Mike McGee could score, 1985. But Worthy, Byron Scott, Magic, Kareem. Hmm.
I got the 84, 85, or 85, 86 Lakers roster. Probably 84, 45,
they,
right?
They played against the Nuggets, 1985. The Lakers in 1985.
Yeah, they beat the Nuggets 4-1 in the Western Conference Finals.
Okay.
And I have the roster.
Okay. Okay, so James Worthy is one of the guys. Kareem and Byron Scott and Magic, right?
Yep.
They're all on the roster.
Yep. I have the next five guys off the bench.
Is Mike McGee on the roster?
He is.
Okay.
He played 15 minutes a game.
Okay.
Pumping in 10 a game. I got Larry Spriggs, Jamal Wilkes.
Ooh.
And aging Bob McAdoo.
Ooh, I loved Bob McAdoo.
No recollection of that. And Kurt Rambis.
Okay. I'm going to guess Mike McGee is one of those guys, and then maybe Silk Wilkes. Right. Yeah. We don't have the answer.
Oh.
But I'm just saying that could have been.
People in L.A. are totally tortured now.
Yes. Jimmy Butler had 35. He had 5 rebounds, 7 assists, and 6 steals. The last time that that stat line was matched or better, it's happened three times. Three times in the last 40 years, somebody has had a stat line. Now, I got to take Michael Jordan out of this because Mike did it twice. One other player had a stat line of at least 35, 5 rebounds, 7 assists, 6 steals. That's what Jimmy Butler did last night. Yes, Paul.
In a playoff game.
In a playoff game.
Allen Iverson.
Nope. Ooh. Marvin.
That was my guess.
Okay. If you said Gary Payton, you would be right.
Wow.
Yes.
Stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that what? Stat of the day.
I love those Seattle Supersonic teams.
Oh, man.
God, they were talented.
Yeah. Early, mid-90s.
Yes. Nice uniforms. Sean Kemp, Detlef Schrempf, Nate McMillan. They were a lot of fun.
Irvin Johnson.
The other Irvin Johnson.
Out of New Orleans?
The other Irvin Johnson.
95-96 Seattle Supersonics roster. They lost 4-2 to the Bulls in the final.
Now, was Frank Burkowski on that team?
Bloop.
Was he number 31?
Come on. Don't ask it like you don't know.
Yes. Okay. I had a dream last night. I'm having some bad dreams, man. I had a dream that I was the quarterback of the Steelers. And I suffered a concussion. And I forgot the plays, and Mike Tomlin sent me back in, and I didn't know what the plays were. And then the other one was, what was Frank Murkowski's number? And I remember him shooting a baseline jumper, and I just said, hey, I think his number's 31.
You take an Ambien again?
And my wife goes, no, my wife goes, who's 31? And I go, Frank Murkowski. She goes, go back to bed. I go, okay. Yeah, pretty exciting times at my house, man. Bringing up Frank Murkowski. Yes, Paul.
The 96 Seattle Supersonics, what a team. Gary Payton, Detlef Schrempf, Hersey Hawkins, Sean Kemp, Sam Perkins, Vince Askew, good player. Nate McMillan, another good player. Yeah. Irvin Johnson, Frank Burkowski off the bench.
Team should have won a title.
Ah, good squad.
Should have won a title. Yeah, Marv.
Weren't they the team that lost to the Nuggets, the 8 seed? That was a real 8 seed.
Was that when Dikembe was on the Nuggets?
Yeah.
Yeah, when he grabbed the rebound, he was on the floor.
He said, "No,
not in my house." what's poll question for hour two on this award nominated? No, we're not even nominated anymore. This program,
we've been award nominated. In the past, we've been nominated.
Yeah.
We had best team in the NBA playoffs. Right now, this is just an absolute landslide. 68% have the Nuggets, followed by 15% with the Heat. 9% with the Lakers.
Stop with the Heat.
And 7% like the Celtics.
Okay. I'm going to bring this back next week.
Yeah, all right.
The Celtics have the most talented team. That doesn't mean they're the best team. The most talented team. You're looking for a loophole, Dan.
This hour, Dan, we could put up a couple of things.
Okay.
Is Blair Witch Project a good movie? Yes or no?
The answer is yes.
Should golf events play through things like frost?
Well, you can't, because you could get hurt. You hurt the course. You can't do that.
Paulie sent in, would you rather play sports in extreme cold or extreme heat?
Pretty much any outdoor sport. If you had to play, what you pick the sport.
Let's say I'm playing football.
Right. Extreme.
I would rather play football in cold. Because I got a lot of, you know, padding on, and you know, you don't want to be in the heat and you got all that padding on. By the way, did you see the Las Vegas stadium? It's going to be 30,000 seat stadium for the Oakland A's. I like that. 30,000? That's good, because then it might look like, you know, you got a packed house. It sounds more impressive than what it is. Like
1,500 people looks a lot better in a 30,000 seat stadium than a 60.
Yeah. I always thought that they should just put those 1,500 people who show up for an Oakland A's game right behind home plate. Therefore, it looks, aesthetically, it looks great. Like, all right, and then just don't widen out.
But hey, but like there's a ground at a third. Everyone move over there. Get in a shot. Run over there.
Yeah. Okay, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. Fritzy just sent me a note. James Worthy, Byron Scott, Mike McGee, Magic, Larry Spriggs, and Kareem. That's the last time you had six players score at least 15 points in a playoff game for the same team. All right. Thank you, Todd. Larry Spriggs.
I don't recall much about
him. Was he out of Georgetown?
I got him out of Howard University.
Out of Howard University. Okay, D.C. area?
Yeah, he's from Hyattsville, Maryland.
Okay, Larry Spriggs.
He played 5 years in the pros, three for the Lakers coming off the bench.
Left-handed, I think. Yes, Marv.
Howard, Georgetown, same thing.
Yeah.
I thought Georgetown was an HBCU growing up.
Did he really?
Because it's a black coach and all black players. I was like, oh, man.
All right.
HBCU, all right. The only black coach I saw was John Thompson. I was like, they got to be HBCU.
Speaking of that, Deion Sanders and the Colorado Buffaloes. Okay, we have wishful reporting in the media. Because Colorado is a big story because Deion's there. The spring game had over 40,000. Deion comes in, basically says to everybody, at least to their face, hey, get in the portal because I don't want you around here anymore. I'm bringing in my own team. And we're caught up with, oh, my gosh, Deion Sanders. How long before he competes for a national title? We've run with this. And instead of having somebody who has logic who goes, okay, how good can Colorado be? They were terrible last year. They're not going to be good this year. What do you think the over-under is for wins for Colorado with Deion Sanders in his first year? Marvin?
4.5.
All right. Paulie?
I would lean towards 3.5.
All right. Todd?
An even 5.
All right. Seton?
2.5?
3. 3 wins.
Okay.
And I saw Reese Davis on the mothership. And you know, Reese is not a hot take guy. He's very measured. And he was asked about, well, what do you think Colorado is going to do? And he goes, look, if they're 2-4 after 6 games, that'll be great. They might be 1-5. They could be 0-6. And all of a sudden, you know, the anchors are crestfallen, like, oh, my God. I'm like, wait, the Deion Sanders? And then Reese was asked, wait, you're not buying into Deion Sanders? Well, I guess long term I am, but not now. And I think they're 21-point underdogs to open the season. I think they play TCU.
20.5, Dan.
Okay, going down.
Looking better.
Okay.
So Colorado opens at TCU. That's tough. TCU is a well-built team. Yeah. Home against Nebraska, home against Colorado State, at Oregon, USC, Arizona State, Stanford, UCLA. Where are the wins?
Well,
it's fun. It's fun, though.
It's going to take Deion. Now, Deion took over at Jackson State during COVID, and they went 3-3. They got 6 games, and then I think they lost 2 games, and then they lost 1 game. But this is at Jackson State. This is different. The quality of play and a perennial loser at Colorado. And I think, you know, it's going to take a while for him to get his players in there. He's got his son in there, and he's bringing in some players, talented players. And while I do think that he will bring in enough talent to be competitive and you know, maybe a bowl caliber team in year two. But I always go back to Odell Beckham Jr. last year. And I kept saying, no one's asking the correct question. When can you play? Because all it was Dallas Cowboys, Buffalo Bills. Where's OBJ? Giants? Where's he going? Cleveland? Back to Cleveland? Where's he going? And I go, hold on here. Can somebody ask OBJ when he thinks he'll play? And that's when he sent a tweet out that was directed at me, called me a football outsider, which was fine. But I was just asking the question, can you play? That's all. I mean, you can ask a rational question.
Easy,
but that's not any fun. Nobody wants to be a buzzkill going, yeah, Deion's probably, they're going to win 2 games. Oh, that's no fun. Come on, we got to cover him, and we want to cover somebody, OBJ. He's probably not even playing at the end of last year in the playoffs. Well, don't tell anybody. We want to talk about OBJ. That's how you get clicks. Is he going to play for the Cowboys? Buffalo? I mean, like, I don't think he can play. It's like Lamar Jackson. Look at all the weapons he's got this year. Okay. Rashad Bateman, injury prone. Running backs got injured. I've got a rookie wide receiver who I do love. Beckham, We know what's happened to him. You got a great tight end. So when you go, look at all the weapons. They are their potential weapons. Zay Flowers is a wonderful wide receiver. I don't know if he's going to be great. I don't know if he's going to be good. But you have the potential. Therefore, we blow past the potential. It's like, oh, look at the weapons he's got. Yes, Eden.
Brett, the potential of that being a really fun team is way more attractive than a bunch of hamstring injuries or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. But that doesn't fit what we want to tell you. It's like, this is the narrative. We want to tell you this. Yes.
Brett, there's no reason that Deion Sanders should go into Colorado and fix it this year. Like, this year it's going to happen.
Yes.
You know, you have to give them at least one to make some changes.
Well, this is the difference, though. College basketball, if I get two really good players, I've changed my team. In football, you need more than two players. And his son's a good quarterback. But, you know, you're playing pretty good teams week in and week out. Yeah, Paul.
The other thing is when you're rational about a team, you get called a hater. Like, Reese Davis was just rational about Colorado's chances the first month of the season. And they're like, Reese Davis was banging on the Buffaloes. Or you get defensive about your team. Being realistic about a team doesn't mean you hate them. Like, you said something about Victor Wembanyama yesterday. You said, let's calm down a little bit. It really doesn't compare to Kareem or LeBron.
Yes.
And a couple people on Twitter said, oh, you don't like the kid. No. It's realism doesn't mean hate.
I've been doing this for 40 years. So I've made these mistakes before. You get caught up in the hype. And I think when you give real something that's real, then it feels like you don't like or you're a hater. And that's not the case. I just always go, let's be realistic for this kid. He's a kid. He's 19. Let's be realistic. Is he the second coming of LeBron? Slow down. Is he the second coming of Kareem? Slow down. These are the two greatest scorers in the history of the game. If you say that he's going to be an all-star 10 times, rookie of the year, maybe down the road he's a top five candidate for MVP, and they compete, and maybe they play for an NBA championship, that's a successful career. But I think we're looking at him that he is going to change the game. And maybe he does. But when he does it, then we're like, yeah, what a bust. Okay, he's being overcovered, overhyped. It doesn't mean that he can't be a great player. It just, I want to caution people who do this for a living. Because we get excited. Oh, my God, Deion. What if he goes 0-5? And he might. But that doesn't mean that he won't be successful. It's, oh, Deion's going to be successful. Look at what he did at Jackson State. Okay. Just be realistic about the expectations. This happens with mock drafts because we get caught up. We go, oh my God, Geno Smith is going number one. And then all of a sudden you realize the people who do the mock drafts, they're not the professionals who actually have jobs that depend on. If you said to the mock drafters, hey, your job depends on this, then they might do it differently. But we hype somebody, and then when they fall, we blame them. Victor Wembanyama is coming over and going to San Antonio, and it's probably the best place for him to go of all the teams that were eligible to get him. You have Popovich, who has history here in working with big men. And maybe you could get Tim Duncan and David Robinson, who are in the San Antonio area, to help you. That would be great. But let's wait. Let's give him 2 years when he'll be the ripe age of old age of 21. He's got a lot of time to grow into this body. You know, Steph Curry didn't do anything for the first 4 years. He became an All-Star his fifth year there. Now, he didn't have the hype, but that's the issue that I have here. Be careful with the hype, because when it doesn't happen, they don't live up to this, then we blame them. Really, it's on the media. Yeah, Marv.
And don't let Wimby have a 30-point, 15-rebound night. Night one, up C, up DP, up. I told you, better than LeBron already.
Yeah. I'm sure that's what I'm going to get. Anytime he has a great game, somebody will just tweet out the box score in my direction. Be like, hey, he's talented. He should be good. He should be great. Should be. Doesn't always work that way. We know that. Yes, Paul.
So Colorado Buffaloes football is plus 25,000 to win the college football title next year,
okay,
which is crazy. People have bet on it. It got a lot of action. It's actually BetMGM reported it's their biggest liability on their books. That means money that could hurt them if Colorado came through. But you know, I hate to say zero chance because we don't do that, but it's almost zero.
Do they have more of a chance, or the Miami Heat have more of a chance to win a title?
The Heat have a better chance to win the college football title than Colorado.
Yeah.
Hater.
Yes, Marv. Yes, Marv.
Hey, Colorado wins six games. Deion's going to Ohio State next year.
Oh, he's going to take over for Ryan Day? I thought it was a great hire. I was still amazed that Florida State didn't hire him. Because you know what? I don't know if he can coach, but I know he can market, and I know he can recruit. And that's half, more than half the battle now. Yeah, Paulie.
Colorado's going to be the first 3-8 team ever to get a bowl bid.
Let's take a break. We'll get phone calls coming up. We're going to revisit the Aaron Judge situation. It's still an interesting conversation. We had one earlier this morning before the show started, so it's still lingering there. We'll talk about the Aaron Judge side eye coming up a little bit. And what do the Lakers do tonight to counteract Joker and the Denver Nuggets? Back after this. Next Gen Healthcare. Healthcare solutions provider suffered a data breach. So the personal information of over 1 million individuals was out there. Hackers had access to this from March 29th to April 14th of this year, compromising personal information, full names and address, birth dates, social security. If exploited, it's called identity theft. Make sure you sleep at night knowing you have LifeLock by Norton. LifeLock detects and alerts you to potential identity threats you may not spot on your own. Loans taken out in your name, crimes committed by thieves pretending to be you. A dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it if you become a victim. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But it's easy to help protect yourself with LifeLock. Identity theft protection starts here. Join now. Save up to 25% off your first year. Promo code is Patrick, 1-800-LIFELOCK, or go to LifeLock.com. Use the promo code Patrick for 25% off. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Mrs. Davis is the world's most powerful artificial intelligence. Simone is the nun devoted to destroying her. From a co-executive producer, Big Bang Theory, co-creator of Watchmen, and Lost comes Mrs. Davis, new original series streaming now only on Peacock. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. What is the date today, Todd Fritz?
Today would be Thursday, May 18th.
May 18th.
Yes.
Do you know what today is nationally?
Like the day calendar thing?
National blank day.
If it was National French Onion Soup Day, Paul would have
Paul
let us
would
know
already. That. Oh, Paul would know that.
I cherish that day.
Yes. Today is National Marvin Day.
What?
Yes. Meant for celebrating anyone named Marvin in the world, the name Marvin is predominantly masculine and is of Welsh origin, derived from the Welsh name Mervyn, and it means sea hill. In the United States, the name rose to popularity at the beginning of the 20th century, peaked in the early 1930s. The short form for the name is Marv. Well, congratulations, Marvin.
Yay, thanks. National Marvin Day.
Thanks everybody. Thanks. We did it.
Yeah, you did it. You got
shout out to all the Marvins all across the world.
You named after Marvin Gaye.
Correct.
Yes.
He was killed.
Yes, he was. By his dad.
By his dad.
Yeah, correct.
By his dad.
And then a letter came to my mother, and she said, name him Marvin. And she didn't have it. No, my grandmother named me.
Oh.
She was so devastated.
By Marvin Gaye dying?
Oh, she loves Marvin Gaye.
Yeah.
And she sent a letter from Connecticut to Germany. Bridget, this is his name. There is no, shut up. There's no argument.
So your mom's in the military in Germany.
Correct.
And your grandmother said this is the name of that baby.
Yes.
Marvin.
Yes.
After Marvin Gaye.
Correct.
And your middle name is?
Terrell.
And Terrell was the name of the singer who sang with Marvin Gaye.
Correct.
Okay. Well, happy National Marvin Day.
Hey, yay. Everybody. Yeah. Marvin. Day.
Do you think Marvin has cracked the top 10 most famous Marvins? Marvin Gaye, Marvin Hagler,
Marvin Webster, the human eraser, played for the Knicks.
I think Marvin.
What a great nickname. The human eraser was Marvin Webster.
Marvin Harrison, wide receiver. Yeah. Marvin Lewis, the coach.
Marvin Hamlish.
Marvin Hamlish, composer. We're at like six.
Marvin Bagley Jr. Three?
Oh.
I think Marvin Prince might be having a better year.
Than Marvin Bagley Jr. the third?
Yeah.
Fourth? Any other Marvins in there?
Marvin Miller, was he the...
Now, there is Marvin Miller. There is Marv Albert. Is he Marvin Albert?
Is that his actual... I'll check him.
I don't know.
Yeah. Marv Levy?
Marv Levy? Oh, yeah, I think you're getting kicked out of the top 10.
But if you
10.
Abbreviate it, you're out of the club.
Marv.
How does one celebrate Marvin Day? What should we be doing about this?
We just did.
Oh, just acknowledging it?
Yeah, it's over.
No, we have cake.
Oh, we have some leftover cake.
We do have leftover birthday cake out there. There's a little bit more carrot cake, and then there's a chocolate cake out there. Yes,
apparently Meatloaf's real name is Marvin.
Hmm.
But it doesn't count because he doesn't go by it. Also, yeah. Young MC, also his first name apparently Marvin.
Okay.
Marv Albert's full name is Marvin, his first full name.
Okay.
Doesn't go by that, though.
Yeah. Yes, Tom.
Young MC was going to call that song Just Bust a Marv, but that would have been really weird, so they went with Move. Did you know that?
You know what? Like, you were 7 minutes in, you did a great job on this show.
See how it all balances out, though, eventually?
It doesn't balance out.
No, because now I'm just being crummy, you're so maybe even in the middle
no,
somewhere.
It's overwhelmingly bad.
Bust a Marv.
Yeah. No, it's not good. Yeah. Yes. Marvin Winans. Marvin Lewis. Marv Cook. Yeah, you know, you're on the outside of the top 10. If we win a sports Emmy,
I wouldn't be in.
Things might change. Things might change. Famous Marvs. All right, a couple of phone calls in here. Let's see. Scott in Ohio. Scott, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
6'2", 350, my friend.
All right.
I thought it might be a gong, but that's okay. I'll take the bill.
All right.
I wanted to chime in and then tap into your realism doesn't equal hate. And what I mean by that is I don't believe LeBron James is in the top 10 in NBA history. Reason being, He was outscored by Jason Terry in the finals. He played in the weakest era in the history of the Eastern Conference. And on top of that, for roughly a third of his career, he's cared about defense. You know, if longevity is the best thing he's got to offer, would Karl Malone not be higher? I mean, I haven't bought into it. My friend, what do you think?
Well, just because Jason Terry outscores you doesn't mean that LeBron's not a top 10 player. Karl Malone didn't win a title. LeBron is going to end up in the top five in steals, assists, and points. Hasn't dropped off very much in a 20-year career. That's a bold take, but I would strongly disagree with that, Scott. What, Marv?
And how's a weak Eastern Conference LeBron's problem?
No, we just lost him. Do people knock Tom Brady because he played in the AFC East?
Yes.
They should. It was a weak conference. Weak division, right? It's true.
Yeah, I mean, you're beating up on the Bills, the Dolphins, and the
Jets.
Yeah.
You're guaranteed six wins.
Yeah, at least five and one.
They'd always lose to Miami.
Road game against the Dolphins is always
they would lose that one. Yes, Paul.
It's all semantics. You could make the case that Joe Montana was better at the quarterbacking position when he played, but Tom Brady was much better, had a much better career than Joe Montana. So there are two, like Michael Jordan, you could say was the best player of all time from the playing ability standpoint and competitiveness.
Yeah.
But LeBron James did it for way, way longer.
LeBron is the most decorated player of all time. Now, whether you want to, we get into this discussion, argument, and nobody wins. Everybody loses because you're holding on to Michael Jordan, and rightfully so. LeBron will never move past him. And you may say he's not better than Kobe. You might say he's not better than Kareem. It's okay. It's the eye of the beholder. It's interpretation. It's who you think. I would like to think that I have a pretty good leg or two to stand on because I got to see everybody play. The only person I never got to see in person is Bill Russell. He retired right before I started going to basketball games. But I got to see Wilt at the end of his career, Kareem when he just came in, Oscar when he was with Cincinnati and then went to Milwaukee, Jerry West. Go down the list. Duncan, Mike, LeBron, all of them. Got to see them all. I didn't get to see Bob Pettit. Didn't get to see, you know, some of the older players, but got to see them. And LeBron is one of the top five, top three, top two players of all time. Just is. Yeah, Mark.
My man said not top 10, though. What 10 players?
I know. He's still doing it. He's still 20 years in. He's still doing it at a very, very high level. Yes, Paulie.
It's like if you look at defensive linemen in the NFL or rush linebackers, whatever you want to call it, I've never seen anyone play the position better than Lawrence Taylor for those 5 years. Never. And you watch Lawrence Taylor up close.
Yeah.
But from a distance, I remember I was like, I've never seen anything like Lawrence Taylor. But Reggie White had a better career. Reggie White did it for 15 years at a high level. But I would, you know, it's almost like who's the best?
But people do look at LT and say that's the greatest defensive player of all time.
Yeah.
Even though it was a 5-year window,
yes.
Reggie White was greater over a longer period of time.
Aaron Donald has like 9 years in the tank,
yeah.
You know, all pro every year. So was he better or worse than Lawrence Taylor? You got to semantic it.
Yes. Is that a word, semantic it?
Yeah, you have to semantic.
That's right, Ryan. Willimantic.
Using it as a verb. Yeah. Is that?
I think it's
semantic it.
Will, yeah. Niantic.
Down romantic. On the shoreline.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, semantic it. Great lobster rolls.
Oh, they're the best.
By the way, Marv's got his Connecticut National Championship t-shirt on.
Can cut the net.
Can cut the net.
That's funny.
It is a great t-shirt. Great t-shirt.
It sounds like a real town around
it here. Does. Yeah, where do you live?
They got a casino.
Can cut the net. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Casino? Yeah, yeah, right there.
Yeah.
That's New London.
There's a town in, I think it's Massachusetts. It's spelled Swampscott.
Yeah.
Swampscott.
Well, there's Worcester, and it's spelled Worcester.
Worcester.
Yeah, Worcester.
There's actually no H in that. It's actually Worcester.
Yes.
There's no H. There's no
Worcester.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you can get in trouble asking for directions in Massachusetts. I'm just saying. Where am I going? Oh, you got a Swampscott, and then you're over there, and you're on straight, and then you're good.
It's not Peabody. It's Peabody.
Peabody.
Yep.
It's not New Britain. It's New Britain. That one always fascinated me. The Red Sox had a minor league team in New Britain. And I remember asking when I first got to ESPN, and I'm going, hey, is there minor league baseball? They said, oh, yeah, New Britain. And I go, I didn't know if the person had, like, a speech problem. New Britain. And I went, where is New Britain? And they said, oh, you know, it's only about 20 minutes away. Yeah, see?
There's a place in Massachusetts that looks like Leominster, but it's like, I think it's Leominster.
Leominster. Yeah. There's outside of New York, New Rochelle, New York. It's two words, New Rochelle. New Rochelle.
New Rochelle.
New Rochelle. Yes, Tom.
So you didn't know if that person had a speech impediment, so you still said back to him, where's New Britain? I made fun of him anyway.
I don't think that. I can't relate to that. I don't think the person knew how they were pronouncing New Britain, but they would say it's New Britain.
Maybe something wrong with the guy. Like, where's New Britain? What's what you just said?
You're making a comeback, Todd.
Try.
All right, let me take a break because I want to come back. I'm going to talk about this Aaron Judge situation. More phone calls as well. Back after this. You may not need them now, but when you do, always remember TireRack.com. They have everything you need. They have free shipping, free road hazard protection. That's just the start. They have their own test track. They push tires to the limit. Also, you tell them what you drive, how you drive, where you drive. They have an easy-to-use tire decision guide. You get a personalized tire recommendation in only a couple of minutes. Full lineup of Pirelli tires. They sell only the best. Ship fast and free. Right to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. Free road hazard protection. Mobile tire installation. That's available in a lot of areas. That means they bring the tires to you, your home or your office, and install them on site. They've thought of everything. Great people to work with. TireRack.com/Dan. You'll see the Pirelli test results, special offers that they have. Once again, remember, it's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And make sure you tell them we sent you. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sir, this is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Reason behind this, Marvin?
Fritzy was singing this jam earlier.
Oh.
That's what they say when we're together.
Okay. And who is this?
That would be Tiffany.
Tiffany. Oh, yeah. So that was back in the 80s, yes. Which is your wheelhouse.
And she came up with the Yankees logo, which is fascinating.
No. Tiffany's, some guy named Tiffany came up with the Yankees logo. The New
Singing
York
at
Yankees.
Malls, coming up with the Yankee logo. She's amazing.
Thank you, Todd. All right. Let me go back to Monday. And the Toronto Blue Jays, the New York Yankees, and there was a little bit of a controversy there because Aaron Judge had a side eye, and he was looking over at the dugout or one of his coaches, and this is what it sounded like with Buck Martinez and Dan Schulman, the Blue Jays announcer.
All right, Buck, so you and I looked at each other at the same moment right when we saw this three pitches ago.
That's what he's looking at.
Yeah. What is that?
Where's he looking?
Where's he looking? And he did it more than once.
Yeah. It's really, really unusual. But you and I both looked at each other when we saw that.
Like, did you see what I saw?
Yeah.
And you don't want to go, you know, throwing allegations around without knowing, but.
Nah.
And he pummeled it. He hit it a country mile for his second home run of the night.
I did love that. He pummeled that. Well, Aaron Judge was upset because he had gotten wind of the announcers sort of inferring or accusing of him doing something nefarious there. Side eye, did he pick up a signal there? Was the pitcher tipping his pitches? And Aaron Judge said afterwards, you know, his teammates were chirping because Aaron Boone had gotten tossed out prior to that. And he was annoyed that he could hear them, and he looked over, and he said that he was looking over like, you know, guys, I'm at the plate. Stop chirping. Okay. And so we had Michael Kay on, the Yankee broadcaster, yesterday, and I asked him about that moment.
The way he was darting his eyes, there's no way his teammates could see that he was darting his eyes. You know, I was told later, you know, he was trying to, like, see who was talking so he could address it later. All of that is all fun and games. What happened was that the Yankees were doing good old-fashioned baseball gamesmanship. They picked up a tip, they picked up a tell, and they knew what pitch he was going to throw. And so it was probably be relayed by Travis Chapman, the first base coach. And when Judge is asked about it later, Dan, you can't admit that. You don't want the Blue Jays signs.
Yeah.
So that he was looking into the dugout about the chirping. And the chirping, I'm probably sure, did bother him. Because it was going on for quite a while. They were up 6-0. But he obviously received a tip from Travis Chapman. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's been going on in baseball for 130 years. As long as you don't pick up a sign electronically, there's nothing wrong with it. It just tells the Blue Jays, be better, be tighter. Even John Schneider said that, you have to protect your signs better.
All right. Very reasonable, logical explanation. Aaron Judge was saying that he was looking at his teammates. And Seton brought this up, that if you look at the video of Aaron Judge in real time, it's very quick when he looks over. But if you look when it's slowed down, oh, my God, he had 15 seconds.
How did he have that much time to stare at the dugout?
Okay. I think that he was given a signal that told him what pitch was coming, that they knew what was coming with this pitcher. And the pitcher said that he was tipping his pitches. So Michael Kay, the Yankee broadcaster, is saying that Aaron Judge got the sign that this is the pitch that was coming. So Michael Kay says this. Whether you believe Aaron Judge is not going to say, well, you know, he was tipping his pitches. So I was getting a sign. They told me it was going to be a slider. So Michael Kay is telling you that that's what Aaron Judge was doing. That it had nothing to do with his teammates chirping and ruining his concentration. Because it didn't ruin his concentration. He hit it 470 feet. Anybody got a problem with Michael Kay's explanation there? Seton O'Connor.
I don't really have a problem with Michael Kay's explanation, although it is interesting that he's just like, well, they were chirping for quite a while, and it probably was really annoying. But that's not why he was looking over there. I just think I'm surprised at this point then, since it's been such a story, that there isn't video of every single Yankee batter looking over and getting the signal. I mean, you're not going to just give – this is sort of my original point right from the very beginning. Was it just Aaron Judge who was getting – The pitch?
Okay,
but, or was everybody else?
But this was a different pitcher, right? It was 6-0.
Yeah, but that's not the only batter that he faced, is it?
I don't know how many batters he faced. I don't know if anybody was looking down to first base and he was tipping his pitches and at their plate appearances. But there's nothing illegal about it.
No.
If you want to say that the first base coach was out of the coaching box, therefore it allowed him to have a different angle to look at the catcher, then yeah, then it would be illegal or against the rules. But I think he was, you know, the pitcher said afterwards he was tipping. But it wasn't, there wasn't anything that was Houston Astro-like. And it feels like anything where anybody appears to be cheating, well, then how are they doing that? They're not using technology. This might have been just good old-fashioned baseball where we're going to study this pitcher. We got an idea. Now, I don't know how many batters he faced. I just know Aaron Judge got something and pummeled it. Although, I knew a slider was coming because the pitcher threw 5 previous sliders. And I'm thinking, how dumb can you be? Okay? I'm going to throw 5 sliders. You know what? He'll never expect another slider. I'll be damned. He did. And he pummeled it. Yes, Paul.
It does make more sense, Michael Kay's explanation, because like a first base coach, you're not going to steal signs anymore because of the new technology. But if there's, you know, the first base coach, I'm sure could either fold his arms or not fold his arms. And that's their own. Maybe they have a personal.
He could add hands on the hip. It could be anything so quick that if you look down there, if they go, hey, you know what? He's tipping his pitches. I'm going to let you know, if he's what he's going to throw you. And maybe you don't know, you're not able to read what he's going to do. Maybe you just say, well, he's not going to throw that slider. I'm not going to tell you what it's going to be. He knew what it was going to be. Aaron Judge got on base 5 times in that game. So he walked 3 times and hit 2 home runs.
If he didn't know what pitches were coming, that pitcher really stinks.
So there, we put that to bed. Now
it's over.
Now, anybody believe that Aaron Judge was just looking at the dugout because his teammates were chirping? Exactly. Ray in Texas. Hi, Ray. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. First time, long time. 5'11", 211. Hey, I wanted to say that you guys are doing an outstanding job entertaining the nation. I've listened since the first day when you were hanging an antenna out the attic window. And last night, we were watching a show, and a celebrity show, and I said, they put their pants on same way we do. And my wife just kind of looked at me, and I said, what? I'm in Fuego. And she said, if you were half as funny as you thought you were,
Wow. You'd
have been killing it like Fritzy at Caroline's.
Wow.
And we laughed hysterically for about 5 or 10 minutes.
Well, thank you, Ray. Thanks for being with us for a long period of time. My Lou Holtz impersonation. They put their pants on the same way we do. Yeah, that's the reaction I got from Lou Holtz when I did it to him. Huh? Yeah. What was worse, me doing that to Lou Holtz or Fritzy doing his Shannon Sharp to Shannon Sharp? Which one was more awkward?
That was pretty awkward, got to admit.
Shannon Sharp?
Yeah, that was extremely awkward.
Hey, Fritzy, don't you do a Shannon Sharp impersonation?
I know.
I'm just sitting here, my eyes darting back and forth between Shannon and Fritzy, and what just watching the, we shouldn't be doing this.
Shannon eventually got cool about it, I think, when you did it. Lou Holtz didn't, because, you know, he says, you know, that I don't use that language. Yes, Paul.
Can you imagine fighting Shannon Sharp? I know he's like 55 years old, but I think he's in better shape now.
I don't know a scenario when or where I would fight him or why I would fight him.
God, but like if he was angry, just can imagine what he would do to someone if he was angry.
He was busting out of his sport jacket, and we all like gave him like a little slap on the arm. We shook his hand. And it was like he was like a brick. It was literally like a wall.
I would not want to wear a sport coat.
Not literally like a wall.
That.
Figuratively like a wall.
But I wouldn't want to, like, I'd like my sport coat a little loose. I mean, can't you get one where, you know, you can actually, like, touch your nose?
Sean Payton gonna fix Russell Wilson.
No.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.